We got a special guest in studio. Let me go to him in a minute. Give me 1 minute. Bob in St. Louis. What's up? I want to open up phone lines for him. That's why I'm doing this. Okay, over there, Romeo, with your dog on your fucking arm. Are you with me on
Scotty.
That?
I'm cool.
Scotty.
All right, what's up, Bob?
We love you in St. Louis, man. Hey, I'm rolling to about 3 different bars, playing with the man's money tonight. I got UConn for $260 and a Calcutta up to $1,100. So I put $500 on Butler for getting 3.5. So I'm drinking with house money tonight.
So he's betting. He said he got UConn at minus 3.5, and then he said he was taking Butler at 3.5.
I got Butler getting 3.5. I've already won money on UConn because I bought him for $260 and a Calcutta.
Oh, I see.
And if they win, I win another $1,100 on them. But if they win by less, I win the $500 on Butler and I win the UConn.
Well, I think that deserves some pussy and a couple lines at the bar while you're watching a game.
Isn't Calcutta like...
It's like somewhere, yeah. It's like
that's in India.
It's in some kind of Indian place.
It's in India. I don't really want to go there.
Calcutta.
Yeah, I don't feel like it's the kind of place you can get back and get a tan. You know, what
or
I mean?
Be safe.
Yeah.
Ellis is here, Jason Ellis from Faction. So call in, Frank in Idaho Falls.
What's going on?
Yo.
Just wanted to know what your opinion was on these Avs this year.
They suck dick. And Lou, somebody got injured. Was it Stasny yesterday? Done for the year. There's only a week left, so he gets to go golfing early. He broke his hand.
Dunking.
Playing hockey.
Right. Did somebody karate chop the fingers?
Yeah, he had the old stick to the fucking...
Right.
Snap.
Well, that's what you get when you play that game.
It's very physical.
It's very physical.
We had a player tonight call us from Phoenix, and he said that he was going to take a overhead hanging flying dump on his buddy's car from the roof of his house. He was going to jump off, poop on the car, and he's already pissed in his new pool. The guy's on a road trip, and so he's not home, and he's just peeing all over. Yeah, he left. He's in Columbus now, so he built this new house in Scottsdale, and his old teammates are over there pooping and peeing all over his things.
I don't want those friends.
Yeah, we gotta hook him up.
I don't want to know
yeah,
them.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
He gets hot.
I don't want shit piss friends.
Yeah,
I'm over it. I've been there. I'm done. No shit and piss is in my life anymore.
Tell me the story about the guy that you were just going to tell me a story about spooning.
I lost a bet the other day on the show. Unlucky Charms. It was on St. Patrick's Day. Unlucky Charms.
So
the loser had to put a spoon up their ass and scoop out some Lucky Charms. And the second place loser had to eat them. Yeah. But I never put anything in my ass. The only thing I had in my ass was a chick's fingernail. And it was done, like, really fast, and that's what's always scared me from that day on.
A cut.
From anal, strip a finger in the ass, fucking straight into my emotional fucking cortex, made me freak out.
Right.
I wanted to punch somebody in the face, I can't do it, and then that made me weird,
if
too.
If you got, like, because when I had 3 fistula surgeries, you don't want that. If you got a chick that cuts you with a nail and cuts your asshole, it will take 2 months to heal. And you know what happens every time you sit down to poop and
don't
poop
say
goes,
it, don't say it.
Poop goes through there.
You're gonna
reopens
say
up the wound.
Oh.
Every single time you go to the bathroom,
you're
it reopens.
About shit inside a wound.
A wound.
Inside a man's
and
ass.
And it burns.
All those combinations just make for great radio. It's great to be back. If you're
in
out
New
there
York.
Listening, remember, shit inside a man's cut open ass is what it's all about here on 101.
Hey, so you're in town.
I am.
And you're having your Ellis Mania Fuel TV blowout bash Wednesday.
Yeah.
Did I get that right?
Yeah. Some shit like that. Whatever.
Where is it?
Epstein Bar.
Where's that?
I don't fucking know. In New York?
It's like down by 2nd Ave.
Yeah, 2nd Ave. Everybody's going there.
You know where all the bars are.
It's going to be live performances from this very band that you're listening to right now, Taint Stick.
I've heard this on Octane.
I love Taint Stick.
No, that's Death, Death, Die.
Death, Death, Die, I heard you singing on there.
We're number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 metal song in Canada. So I flew to Canada the other day and did a show there. I didn't even sleep. It was amazing.
So Taint Stick is this band, and then your other band...
Yeah, Death, Death, Die.
And that's the band you're in.
I'm in both. I'm the singer of both. I started the entire thing. Yeah, I'm like John Lennon.
Do
I like being a rock star?
Yeah.
It's not as good as it would have been.
Because you're married with kids.
Yeah. There's no... Yeah. Like, every now and then I'll sing, because I can sing a little bit.
So what do you do it for? The money?
No. I just do it because I'm doing everything. I'll do anything. I'll fight anybody. I don't give a fuck.
You'll fight anybody.
I'll fucking fight anyone. I give a shit. As long as it's on TV, I don't give a fuck.
You want to fight anyone
no,
on TV?
No, I don't want to do anything. I'll fucking wrestle a snake. I don't fucking want a snake attacking me, man. It's fucking
terrifying.
Did you
know there was a loose cobra in Manhattan last week?
Yeah, but cobras are venomous and you'll die.
Right.
So that's different. I just
Would
fight
you fight
snake.
A cobra?
No.
Why
no,
not?
No, because I get bit.
They're,
I never get out
quick.
Of the way.
They're like...
I'm not quick. I'm more of a straightforward...
Have you ever gone... You know what I used to do in Elsinore? We used to go and with sawed-off shotguns,
yeah.
and we would lift rocks and shoot rattlesnakes.
Right. See, that's not a cool...
Dangerous.
Never, yeah. Things could go bad.
I was scared to death, man. I was fucking shaking.
Yeah.
My friends did it like it was fun, and they were laughing, and they were drinking whiskey. And I was in the Jeep just shaking.
Yeah,
I was
drinking
scared
whiskey
to death.
And shooting venomous snakes is probably a stupid
I think I was doing
do.
Bumps in the Jeep.
But I should mention that the TV show is not as stupid as that, but it is pretty stupid. And it is at 10 p.m. on Fuel TV on Wednesday.
And it's going to be
every Wednesday, no. 10 p.m. It's the hot...
I heard you the other day
company.
On Twitter say that you were doing a... It's getting moved to 11.
No, they're idiots. 10 p.m., that's the... Maybe it is, I don't know. But I'm the fucking... It's... Thank God for me, you're welcome, Fuel TV.
You
it's a great
the,
show.
You saved the network.
I believe I saved the network.
3 days, you're on with Jason Ellis. 888-STERN-101, 888-STERN-101. Call Ellis now. He's in studio in New York.
So, this is Moff. I know you're rolling out the death die already. But I love the for Ellis, of course, Scotty. But, Ellis, I heard Collins finishing that DC ramp, and he was saying about how bad he wants you to skate again, dude. Like, I know you're so critical of your own skating, but seriously, like, I think you underestimate how much, like, the fans appreciate just seeing you boost, man. I hate hearing you say that your competitiveness keeps you away from the ramp, man. I hope you go out there and throw down.
What are you doing in the chair right now?
Fucking getting into the zone, motherfucker. We're on the radio. You know, feeling the vibes?
Look at him. He's, like, got some kind of weird thing going.
He does have, like, a little weird stance.
And he's rocking. Like
he's getting ready to swing on somebody.
I feel like a fucking two-year-old in this toddler chair. What the fuck, man? My feet don't touch the ground. Fucking hell, man. I feel like an infant. Don't talk to me like I'm a baby. I can wobble on the chair all I want.
I'm just worried about you, man.
You shouldn't. No, it's mellow. I'm completely controlled. Look, man, I'm grinding it.
Would you fight Mike Vallely?
Yes, and he won't fight me. He knows he'll die.
Really?
Yeah, dude, I'm pretty tough. I mean, to a normal person, I'll kill you.
But
like a real
fight. You can take him out, too, because he thinks he can beat anyone
I would fight him with one arm.
With one arm?
I'm not fucking lying or being an asshole. Tie one arm to my side, and let's have a boxing fight.
Text Vallely and set that up, and Ellis will fight you with one arm.
I love Mike, but he knows that.
Will you fight Ellis, Rizzle?
No, I don't fight, man.
Yeah.
While you were, growing up shooting sticks at rattlesnakes, I was getting drunk off whiskey and robbing liquor stores. So, that's what I did.
Hey, so, what do you think of our...
Pretty edgy.
Show Ellis your hickeys. From the
you
same what? Girl.
I don't want to fucking see you. Hickeys, how old are you, dude? You should be sitting in this fucking chair, you toddler. Hickeys. Who gets hickeys?
He does.
Is this like a... How old are you? Like 35 or something?
He's in college.
You're all grown up. So you're ready for the real world before you actually get there. Cool, man. That's going to be awesome. So you blue-balled some bitch while she sucked your neck for 4 hours? How do you get hickey? Were you fucking her when she gave you a hickey? You hadn't got it in it yet, right. So you get the hickey before you get it in there. So at one point, full grown man, it works. What, it was a move? You told her to suck your neck while you blue balled her? You asked for her to suck on your neck while you were grinding her with your pants on?
Kiss on my neck, baby.
Who blue balls anymore anyway? It's like, show me in the fucking hole, man. I'm a grown ass man. I want to see in the fucking hole. Say some creepy shit and spit in my mouth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fucking 2011, eh? The fucking missionary. Get the fuck out of here.
I got it again all weekend because I'm just such a fucking lover.
Got what?
Pussy.
Ah, right, right. Yeah, I haven't had any for a while. I haven't been around.
Blue balls is no good, man. Dry humping is no good.
You can get it in there later, though.
Am I the only person whose lower back hurts when you get blue balls? Maybe it's because I'm tall and shit. But when I get blue balls, like, my lower back kills me.
Right.
My lower back killed me last week from karate, but I don't blue ball anything.
Maybe it's your soul being disappointed in you having a blue ball session.
Yeah, it happens every once in a while.
So where do you film the show?
It's already done, dude. Ellis Mania is just the TV
where
show.
Where did you film it?
It at the Palladium in L.A. It's Ellis Mania 6. It's Ellis Mania 6 broke down into 4 episodes, and then some of the fights have backstories that explain how these fights happened from the first Ellis Manias. So it's just all fighting. It's just all comedy fights and interviews with all the fans and a little bit of radio on it.
When is the next Dallas Mania event?
I'm going to do it in the summertime. I was going to do it in Canada, but now everybody in Canada said they want to go to Vegas. So now it's back in Vegas.
Everybody wants to party in Vegas.
Everybody wants to party in Vegas. Everybody, the majority, like a couple of people are like, oh, we, my show, you should do it in yeah, okay, great.
Where were you in Canada?
In Vancouver.
Yeah, there's not really many French people there.
No, but I was just trying to make fun of French people whenever I get a chance.
They're all in Quebec and Montreal.
Yeah.
Hold on. Now, 3 days, is there anything else? Did he not answer your question?
I don't know where he went. He's all over the place in that mini chair. Maybe he just played Philalia in that mini chair. That'd be pretty sweet.
Maybe so.
I'll do a wheelchair fight against Mike, no problem.
All right, so did you get your question answered? All right, see you, bye. Alexander in Montreal.
Matthew? Hello?
Yeah, you're on. What's up?
Hey, Ellis, I just want to say it's so great to hear so many, talented Australians coming back on the air. And, since Paul Hogan or Yahoo Serious...
Like, I'll fight your mom. That's who I'll fight at Ellis Mania 7.
You want to talk shit about the French, motherfucker? I'd rather be French.
How you say, go fuck yourself. I don't know.
I think that was French swearing.
What does that mean?
I have French friends, you dumb fuck. Learn how to roll with the punches.
Not here, pal.
Is that like saying
Did you just come in with no, you are? I'm not racist. I have black friends.
Yeah. He just said, what did you say? I got a bunch of French friends. And I say, on this show, we get people all the time that call up and they go, and we get the conversation going with, you don't know what you're talking about, man. I got a bunch of black friends.
Meanwhile, their black friends is the janitor that works at their apartment complex that they say hi to every morning.
What's up, Mac? No, do your boy.
Hey, man. You know what I'm talking about? I'll be up there cleaning them dishes for you right on there, boss.
You're the man. Ellis is looking at him like, what the fuck is going on?
I have black friends.
It works.
I've had sex with tons of black chicks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I liked them.
Did you?
Yeah. And I didn't like them because they were black. I liked them.
They're better in bed than white chicks, you think?
Not all of them. I fucked some black chicks in Australia that sucked. And I've had the sex I've ever had with somebody one time, like just a random chick, was in Paris. And it was a black French hooker. So I loved her. And it was the greatest thing that had ever happened. So how can I be a racist and hate French people if that was the greatest?
But, like, white girls let you do more to them and shit, right?
That's not
how is it that you finally settled down with one broad when you are such a rampant rapist?
Therapy. Because I need my ego.
How much do you go to see a shrink?
Blown. Once a week.
I go twice.
Yeah, you're fucked up.
Yeah.
You're proud of it, too, you freak.
I am. I'm on everything.
You're on everything.
Yes.
I'm not on anything. Just a little bit of marijuana. That's all I do now. I'm completely out of control.
I love how you say just a little bit of marijuana.
God takes care of me now.
A lot of marijuana.
Shout out to the man upstairs.
Who?
Praise Allah.
Oh, God is on your team?
How it's done.
That's right. He's on this floor.
Oh, Scott Greenstein. I don't know.
He's on this floor, too.
Just trying to suck some dick.
But you'll get to hang out with them this week at some point, won't you?
I'm going on Howard Stern Show Wednesday morning.
And then are you going to have, you're going to go see Scott?
Who?
You just brought him up, not me.
Scott Greenstein, I'm having a meeting with him on Friday, so I'm today. Great guy.
Yeah,
A lot of stuff to talk about. Obviously, I'm the fucking champ. What's up? When do I get my fucking $1 million? I know, I like shiny cars, motherfucker.
Lots of money, ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
You should say that to him in the meeting.
I already did. We're great friends.
Just like that, right?
I did. I didn't say motherfucker.
Right, I didn't think so.
I've said motherfucker to him.
I bet you behave in that room.
Dude, you don't know me.
Yes,
I'm not scared
I do
of
know you.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I know how
no,
you behave
don't.
In there.
Do you?
Yeah.
You don't know. You've never seen me in there.
Yeah, but I know exactly how you behave in there.
You don't know what happened to me recently.
What happened?
I'm not going to get into it again.
Why not?
Because they apologized to me because I went off on all of them.
Who?
So
you
don't try
to hear?
On the radio I did. So it doesn't even matter. I've done it on the radio.
It must have mattered then.
It fucking worked, and I don't need to do it again. That's why we're all friends and we're all happy, and I'm not going to jeopardize that. I only need to freak out one time.
So when you when you go in there, you have to maintain so you don't freak out.
I'm rock solid, dude. I'm as rock solid as I've ever been.
Amos in Hot Town, Atlanta. What's up?
What up, cuz?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, shorty?
I listen to both y'all. I really like you. I've heard you sing for real. You can really carry a tune, so I was curious. What does Ellis think about maybe writing a song and letting you sing the hook?
I'm surprised that he hasn't asked me to do that already.
Let's sing We Are the Champions right now.
I'm surprised that, well, tonight's a championship game.
Let's sing it. Ready?
Set. Well, he's going to play it.
He's
going to
chew that thing up.
I'll fucking shred
it. Is that the song
right
you want to play?
We should sing that. It's easy.
That song's pretty gay.
But it,
you guys really need
it. Is it gay? Queen's not gay.
Yeah, he's going to ask me one of these days to come on the stage with him at one of his rock concerts.
He should do some Unplugged on Wednesday.
And belt out some songs. What is Unplugged?
Taste It Unplugged on Wednesday.
What? Is that like the MTV thing?
Oh, see, but I can't leave here.
That's right. Good reason, though. Good reason.
I would go to that party.
No, I know. You can come later. We could do like a later one.
Maybe we will.
We should go later. We should go.
It's an encore. Thank you.
Will it still be
Lou,
rocking
sweet
it?
Sweet Lou.
Will it be rocking it midnight?
Lou's so sweet. They named him after the word. That's how sweet he is. You're like a fucking walking potato.
You're like Grandmama's sweet southern tea, huh? Lou. He doesn't know who Grandmama is. Yeah.
Larry Johnson? NBA?
LJ!
Yeah.
Of course
him.
I fucking know who LJ is. The fuck you talking about? Pass the ball to me. I'm like fucking Stockton.
Are you watching the title game tonight?
White boy with the death shot.
Are you going to watch the championship?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, you are.
I am going to. I'm lying. I am.
I'm surprised you're not going to watch it with us. It's on in about
45
minutes.
I got to get up
minutes.
In the morning. I'm on Opie and Anthony in the morning.
There you go. You got to get up early.
I do. It's not really a problem, though. I don't know. I've got kids. I don't really sleep anymore.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah. I'm having crazy sex with my wife these days, though. That therapist has got me fucking her head.
Really?
Yeah. I like therapy.
So, what do they do with you in therapy? What do they talk about?
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. It's a roller coaster of
how
emotions.
Demented you are?
Yeah, we're past that.
Do they talk about your...
We're moving into Pats on the Back right now, so it's a great run. I'm having a great run.
What do you mean? So, Pats on the Back...
Because I've done so great, I've turned it around. It's a Cinderella story.
Right, but... And then, what about when... Does he break down your childhood mess?
Yeah, we went there, yeah. We cried. A lot of times. You know, shit's a tear.
Was that a hard phase?
You suck a dick, you move on.
Was that a hard phase for you in therapy?
The talking to a grown-ass man about sucking a dick when I was a kid? Yeah, it was tough.
What about...
But like I said, you move on. But doesn't kill you, makes you more strong.
So what about now? So now you're doing the pat on the back phase, and and he's telling you how great you are. So
here we go.
Basically,
we are the champions. We are the champions. No time losers, 'cause we are the champions. Let the world.
Was that death metal for real?
Death metal. That was my death metal voice.
Yeah, you started singing, like, what the fuck is that?
We are the champions of the world, all right.
It's a good song.
Wow.
Gets you going, you know?
You know what I mean? That did.
How can you be a champion that's mellow and asleep? Doesn't
well, they're
going to
be
sense.
Playing that somewhere tonight, either in Indianapolis or in Connecticut. Stores, Connecticut. What could be worse?
Yeah, I'm going to Connecticut on Thursday.
What are you doing there?
Talking to ESPN people.
Are you going up there to do shows?
Yeah.
You're going to have to really behave there.
Why?
Because
what?
You won't go back.
Oh, I don't mind if I don't have to go back.
They're real clean there. They're Bible school clean.
They can not have me if they want.
What show are you doing there?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
I don't. ESPN stuff.
So who's, what do you got, some person tailing you and handling all this?
No, I don't talk to people.
They just call you and tell you where to go?
Yeah,
how are you getting there? Is some car taking you up there?
What?
Are you taking a train?
No, someone's driving me.
From New York up there?
Yeah.
It's only about 3 hours.
Right, someone said that too.
It's brutal.
Yeah. I don't want to go. Hopefully I won't have to go.
You know, they do have a studio in Manhattan where they do satellite link up, and you can just, I've gone on there many times, and you just do it right over, where was that, Lou? Somewhere on the lower...
Sorry about that.
Where was that ESPN studio that I did First Take on in Manhattan? Remember, I go down there, and that's where a lot of people
go.
You
were on TV?
No, it was over on, like, the little bit, like, where the west side and east side meet. It's, like, on 49th, or no, it's on, we're on 49th. It's on, like, 33rd, 44th, something like that.
You're talking about there in Times Square?
No.
By, like, the old ESPN?
There's a satellite link place where you go, and what they do is, when they have people on from New York via satellite to do interviews on ESPN, they use this studio that is kind of exclusive to them, and they do all these, like, you know, who did I go down there with? I saw Globber down there, Lou, and some coaches down there. Like, if the coaches are in New York, they go there to just link up to Bristol. They just sit in front of a camera, and they put them live, and so when the guy's sitting there, you can look right at him when you're doing the interview. And a lot, like, when you see him in Vegas or anywhere else, that's how they do it. They just do it via satellite.
Microchip technology.
So now the show starts on Fuel TV. Yeah. Did you get a good deal with Fuel TV?
Yeah, for Fuel TV, I did, yeah. But, you know.
Did they give you a lot of money?
I wouldn't say a lot of money, but I would say a good amount of money.
How many seasons do you think you're going to do
I can do Ellis Mania. Every Ellis Mania that I have will be on Fuel TV for the rest of my life.
For the rest of your life?
Yeah. But I have two other TV shows that are coming out, too.
Where are those coming out?
I don't want to talk about them.
What are those shows?
I just want to do my own horn.
What are those?
Get a book deal and shit pretty soon. I'm going to get a bunch of jet skis and shit, and I'm going to fucking smoke doobies.
Do you think you'll roll like Kenny Powers on the jet ski?
Exactly.
With hookers?
Very similar. I can understand the jet ski is a
Remember when he threw the hooker off the jet ski and he left her in the middle of the lake?
I don't have any hookers on my jet ski.
Yeah, you will.
I won't.
You'll be on Hat Lake Havasu having some kind of fucking nude festival.
I don't even need it. They're annoying to me.
No, they aren't.
I'm too busy punching shit. I'm racing trucks and fucking... I'm way more into all that stuff.
What did I see you doing the other day? You
racing were, trucks?
I think so.
Yeah, I'm going... I'm in the Lucas Oil series.
I think I saw that on TV.
I do jumps on in trucks. I rolled my truck.
Did you get injured?
No. No, it doesn't hurt. That's the great thing about trucks. It's like action jumping.
Why you're
shit.
You're all like barred up in there and locked in?
You can get hurt a little bit, but not like you could on a dirt bike or on a
What do they got you in, like that system they use in the NASCARs?
Head stuck to all these things with things coming off it. Yeah,
so you couldn't get injured if you try.
I think people break their legs and stuff and hurt their back. No head injuries, as far as I know.
Have you thought about becoming, racing trucks? Like,
professionally. I am.
So you're going to be in huge races for money.
It's 8 race season, and then I'm trying to get good at this and then move up to the Pro 2s, which is the big boys, 930 horsepower.
Did you ever race the motorcycles like Bubba Stewart? I heard he got arrested.
Yeah,
what did he do?
He was impersonating an officer.
Oh, yeah.
And then he ran. Oh, he peeled out on him.
But what makes it even better?
3-1 who? All right, so wait a minute. What?
His dumb ass... impersonated an officer and pulled over a car full of off-duty officers.
Well, that's right. I heard that.
Yeah. Stupid. Really stupid.
Can you hang out for a few minutes, or do you have to go somewhere?
I have to go to bed because I'm going to get up in the morning.
Oh, that means he can hang out for a few minutes. Hold on.
All right.
Let's go to... this guy doesn't like you. Yeah. Mike in Chicago.
Hey, Pharrell. How you doing,
Chi-Town.
What's up?
Yeah. Pharrell, you are the most magnificent motherfucker on sports I've ever heard of, but this dude's a fucking tool and a half.
No, he's awesome, dude.
I think that I could be a little bit of a tool. I feel like I sound annoying sometimes. I yell too much. But you don't have a show.
You do. You know
I do.
You know what that is?
So yeah, I won't catch you tomorrow. You can catch me tomorrow. Hey, you can catch me on TV. Get it into it. You can catch me on my jet ski. Flying around while you're drowning. And you can check me at your mom's house. Ready fish tank.
I went to, when I was in St. Martin, I rode the jet ski on the Caribbean, man. I was rocking it, doing like 40 miles an hour. It was great.
Yeah.
I was radical. It was awesome. I was catching air off waves.
I figured if you had a lot of them, though, like 3 of them, then everybody could hang out and have a jet ski party in the ocean.
I agree with that. Yeah. Here's Oxycontin John.
Yeah, I got him off Oxycontins.
This motherfucker Pharrell, this motherfucker.
You can feel it right there.
Yeah,
I love this shit. This shit is great. I love when Ellis is on the show and we get together. We have good times. It's fucking awesome.
It makes me want to get a cookie.
For this weekend, it's got Moto. Moto in St. Louis. We're going to go crazy. Do you get me, motherfucker?
Wow, that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can tell. That guy was intense.
A little loose.
Who won WrestleMania?
Which one?
I don't know. Sunday. Didn't they have it?
It was a new one?
I think there was one yesterday in Atlanta, right? Am I right about that? Bud in Columbus, Ohio.
Shake it up, Red Dragon.
Yeah, the combo.
Hey, man, tell that Mike dude in Chicago he fucking can go get fucked.
He's all right. I completely understand. I could be considered annoying. I completely understand it.
I love you, Ellis.
Bye,
I just
love you.
Want to know when Pharrell, why don't you just move out and do your from fucking Ellis' studio?
I've said before that they should figure that out, but I don't get in the middle of anything.
It wouldn't fit your team in here anyway.
We do two different style shows, for sure, you and I.
All you need is a studio to do your magic, man. I know you love the
We're
weather.
We're like barracudas and stingrays.
I like the weather.
We can exist in the ocean together, but we're both two completely different monsters.
It is. It's two different styles completely.
Sure.
What?
That's a good thing, though.
It is a good thing. Together we will exist in the ocean and be free.
I think that we should attack others.
I will fucking kill anybody.
And survive in the ocean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't give a fuck.
There was a stingray and a shark that jumped out of the water and landed in people's boats and tried to eat them.
In the same boat, same jump?
The stingray landed on the boat. It was 300 pounds. It was a double ray, and it flew out of the water and landed on top of a bitch and started fucking dry humping her.
Yeah. Like your boy over here.
And then the shark landed.
The stingray.
And then the shark landed on the boat.
The stingray.
And fucking tried to eat the guy.
Because I don't think a stingray wanted to jump out. I don't understand why a stingray would jump out onto a lady in blue ball.
I did both stories last week on the air. It was crazy.
Could you be?
I even saw pictures of it.
Could you be in action sports stingray and accidentally fucking jump and there's a boat there?
What do you think of the state of action sports?
I could care less. I'm in radio.
Yeah, but you still like it. I mean, you do the...
Yeah, I like doing it. I don't give a fuck about watching it.
But you do, though. You do the Tony Hawk stuff, and you do the skateboarding, and
yeah,
you do
I'm happy. I'm happy for everybody. I think vert skating was dead, and it's sad, because that's, to me, the real skateboarding. But you can get sponsored by Mountain Dew now, so everybody kicks a goal. You can make money as a vert skater, so that means you can travel the world for 10, 15 years being a skateboard dude. And that's all you can expect out of. If you're a smart dude, maybe you can sell t-shirts afterwards.
What do you think of those street teams?
I'm happy for them.
The skateboarding in the cities and shit? The Maloof Cup, that thing?
I think the Maloof Cup is awesome because it'll make a skate park and maybe... anybody that helps skateboarding be legal in their city and stuff like that, that I'm cool for.
Are you still seeing tons of kids skateboarding out there, or are they all getting on motorcycles?
The only thing I skate now is that Venice skate park on the beach. I just go there every now and then and skate. I don't say hello to anybody, I just skate.
Next week on that Secret Millionaire show, they're having some lady going to live in Venice in the crack.
And
all that, with all the bums and needles and freaks and perverts.
It's awesome out there. It is. I don't do crack, but it's awesome out there. Dude, you can... There's hash bars on Venice. The fuck's like Amsterdam?
Is it?
You can go to a hash bar and then walk out of the hash bar straight into the skate park and then grab your skateboard, walk out straight to the beach and surf.
Come on!
Get beers, stupid tourists, all drunk and shit. I mean, if you're a New Yorker, get down there, get wasted and bone some whores.
If you're in New York, you're just waiting in line or just walking in a pack of masses and just wind and snow blowing off your face.
Just come on. I mean, every now and then I'll go down there and smoke a doobie and eat a corn dog and just be like...
Well, do you see all the freaks?
Yeah, everybody. So entertaining.
It is.
Yeah.
There's like dudes out there juggling, dudes setting fire from their mouth.
Creepy dudes in G-strings playing guitar.
A lot of transvestites and everything.
No, that's West Hollywood.
Oh, that's all in West Hollywood?
Yeah, yeah. Less Chinese on Venice. More... Homeless people and
right, and
heroin.
Bums and drug addicts, yeah, yeah, heroin.
Yeah.
And what about downtown LA?
Downtown LA sucks. Unless you go out. I don't go out, so I don't care.
Aren't there like shanty towns down there?
I don't know what shanty means.
You know, like tent cities. Like people live down there, the junkies and shit.
Well, there's homeless people everywhere. Santa Monica's got the most homeless people because it's the most awesome place.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful there.
Great place to be homeless.
And all the homeless know it.
And they do know it.
And they're
if they're not there, they're in San Francisco.
They lap it up.
They like San Fran, too, but it gets a little rainy and cold.
It's colder there.
A lot colder.
Santa Monica's beautiful. Love it.
Yeah, because the East Bay and San Francisco gets windy and cold.
Dolphins.
And raining.
Sunsets. It's great.
Would you ever surf Mavericks? Or would you die?
No, I would die for sure.
Really?
I surfed Cloudbreak in Fiji.
How was that?
That was stupid. Everyone said you shouldn't have done that.
Do you go to the U.S. Open in Huntington Beach, that party, when they surf for the World Championship?
No.
Have you ever gone down there for that festival and there's like 80,000 bikinis?
No, I didn't get to go to any of those things anymore. It's over.
But you never went to one ever living in Cali?
No, I didn't really. I only started surfing a year ago.
And where were you living? So how long have you lived in L.A. now?
I don't know, like 2 years.
And before that it was Australia?
No, I've been living here for 20 years.
20 years now.
Yeah.
So where did you live before that?
San Diego.
For a long time in San Diego?
Encinitas, Carlsbad, C-Town.
Always in Cali, though.
State Beach there, yeah.
Always in Cali, yeah. For the 20 years.
Yeah.
And do you miss home? Do you ever go back and miss it and miss that life, or do you just have it too good here?
I used to miss it, but then I got a little older
What did you have to do to live here and become a resident? Are you like a U.S. citizen now?
I have
a
green card, yeah.
To make money.
Yeah, because I'm married to
her. Did you marry an American chick?
Yeah, I got two American babies.
So
I'm locked down.
That gives you the in.
Yeah, I'm done. Yeah.
So you're permanently set.
I used to have athlete visas. For like 12 years, I had athlete visas. You know what I mean? Like a P1.
And how often do you have to have those checked and fixed?
Every 6 years.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like a passport thing, every 10 years?
Yeah, yeah. So I just, skated everywhere, travel around doing that whole deal.
Do you like it better living in Cali than at home?
Oh, yeah, way more. I ride moto, the best moto dudes in the world, best tracks, all the, like, Kawasaki's in California. I want to fight Mayhem's in Dan Henderson boxing. I want everything I love to do.
When are you going to just do
here.
This show? Are you going to build a studio at your house and just do it from there?
No, not from my house. I want to have a massive studio that has boxing rings and ramps and go-kart tracks. And I'm going compound. I'm going bananas. I'm going to have everything.
Are they
going
to pay for all that?
No, dude. These people are not involved in any way, shape, or form.
You just do the show here.
I'm doing it myself. I'm going to make a bunch of money, get a bunch of sponsors, and build a compound and give Sirius a radio show.
There you go. You can't lose.
Sorry.
It's good seeing you, dude.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Have fun.
Sweet Lou. How are you so sweet?
Have fun at O&A and on Howard this week. Have a great show Wednesday night at the Pier. What's it called? The
Epstein Bar.
And check out, if you can't get there, go to Fuel TV on 10 o'clock on Wednesday night. You'll see the first show.
It's the greatest fighting you've ever seen on television. It's the greatest half an hour of boxing you've ever seen on television. Unless your name is Oscar De La Hoya, which means all of you don't really know shit about boxing. So this one's more entertaining because it involves idiots.
3-2, Rangers scored. They're down a goal to Boston at the Garden. Jason, good to see
like
you, my man.
Here. All right, thank you.
All right, Jason Ellis on the Ferrosa. We'll take a break. 888 Sternwater 1. The NCAA title game's coming up in about 25 minutes. We'll be rocking that all night on the Ferrosa.